Right, I'd like to spend a few more minutes on Gazalti Lechad Mikem, on the Reisha. Just to sort of to think out loud about how the halacha applies, and then we'll get to the more perhaps more typical lumdis. Again, our Mishnah is telling us the chiyuvim lotes yidei shemayim. The person's obligation to be yotzei yidei shemayim. If you stole from one of a number of people, and you don't know which one, you have to return to all of them. As I mentioned yesterday, the Rush brings, and we pass them like the Rush, that if you're not sure, if you stole from someone, you're potter lotes yidei shemayim. If you're not sure if you stole from someone or not, you're potter. But if a person knows he stole, he just doesn't know from whom, then he's chayiv, lotes yidei shemayim, he has to pay all of them. So we cleared yesterday, what's the difference? What's the difference if I know I stole from someone, just I don't know from whom? Or I'm a suffik if I stole it all. Why, in the first case, chayiv lotes yidei shemayim, the second case not? So the Gedulei Shmuel says, a mahalach, that if you know you stole, you're sort of becheskes chiyuv. You know you stole the vadei chiyuv. So lotes yidei shemayim, you have to be yaitza, be sure that you pay. If you're mesupik if you stole, there's no vadei chiyuv. When there's no vadei chiyuv, then there's no chiyuv lotes yidei shemayim. Therefore, he says in Nafkamina, if someone stole from one of five people, that he has to pay all of them, and one of them is Meichelin, one of the five, he says, I'm Meichel, you don't have to pay me back. If I was the one, you don't have to pay me back. What's the din now? Does he have to pay the other four? He says, yes, because it started again, Becheskes Chiyuv. There was a vadei chiyuv, and you don't know if the chiyuv, if you were yaitz of the chiyuv. If you don't know if you were yaitz of the chiyuv, then you should have to. Then you have to pay. That's the mahalach of the Gedulei Shmuel here in this gemara. It seems, according to the Gedulei Shmuel, if you stole from one of five people, but you can't remember who two of them are, you can only remember three. I can't remember who the others are. Three I could figure out. Two I can't figure out. What should be the din, according to this mahalach? Should be, you started off with a chiyuv. According to the Gedulei Shmuel, you should still be chayiv. Whoever you meet that you know might be one of them, you have to pay. The others that you don't know, what are you going to do? You don't know. You have to daven that Kodesh Baruch Hu should make you smile. You should figure out who it is. I don't know how you could do tshuva. But this is the mahalach of the Gedulei Shmuel, which maybe is a simpler mahalach. That if you know there was a chiyuv, lotes yidei shemayim, you have to do everything you could, cover all the bases to try to be yaitza your tashlumei hagadol. That's what comes out from what he said. The one kasha I have on this. These dinim are Shin Samachay in Shulchan Aruch, the dinim of Gazati Lechadik. In Shin Samach Vav, it brings a different sugya that comes from Mesechtes Bava Kama, where someone stole and he doesn't know who to pay back. Actually, there are two cases there. One is he stole from the Tzibor, and one is he stole, he doesn't know from whom he stole. So there's an Eitzah there, Yaseh by Tikkun HaRabim. You should be Misakin, Tzarchei HaRabim, you should give money to the Mikvais or to the Shuls, do Tzarchei Rabim. Maybe the Nigdav will be Nehenna from it, it'll be some sort of a Tashlumin to him. So if you stole, you don't know who you stole from. So Yaseh by Tzarchei HaRabim, you should do Tzarchei Rabim. Ramesha has a tshuva It's an interesting children in Igros Meishach Chayshe Mishpat. I think it's Peches, to someone who writes in 16 shaylos, different gezeila shaylos, and he said he was younger, he stole a lot, had to pay. Each one he answers in a few lines. And one of them, in this case, he says he stole from someone, doesn't know who it was. So Rav Moshe says, do tzarchei rabbi. He gives four examples, I think, mikvais, batei knesiyos, svarim, I don't remember all the examples. He says, do tzarchei rabbi with him. In that case, where you know you stole from someone, you just don't know whom, L'chayrit should come out, technically, that Allah says, Yidei Shamayim, according to the Gedulei Shmuel, you should really have to give money to all the possible people. To all the people that might have been. The Gedulei Shmuel says, if it was a Vadei Gzela, you have to give it to whoever, whomever you may have stolen from. So if it's a city, okay, if it's a city of 6 million people, it's kind of hard to pay everyone back. But technically, the din would be that way. Let's say in a city of 100 people. So, L'chayrit shouldn't say Yasu Baitzachei Rabim, according to the Gidul HaShmuel. It should say that Lotzi Sishamayim, you have to pay everybody, whoever may have been the Nignav. You stole from someone in town, you don't know who. You have to pay all of them. What?
I have to pay all of them.
So it's considered to be a hatzala porta. So it's a small hatzala that you could do. The question is a good question. I can't answer. But what I'm asking is that if so, according to the way Gedulei Shmuel understood, that once you have a cheskes chiyev, you have to pay all of them. I think we agreed yesterday, there's no difference if there are two people in the suffix, or five people, or 100 people, or 1,000 people, or a million people. You're right. You can tell me a million people. I can't do it. If I'm going to pay each person $100, I need $100 million. It's not shayach. Nachinami. But what happens if it was someone stole in a camp or in a yeshiva where there were only 100 people or 200 people, and he remembers he stole something? According to the Gedulei Shmuel, you should have to get in touch with all the 200 people that were in the yeshiva, 200 people that were in camp, and pay each one. You should have to pay. It's pasha that way. No difference, 1 out of 5 or 1 out of 200. And what happens if you can't find all of them? It's not shayach. It happened 20 years ago. I can't find every single person that was in yeshiva then. I pay the ones you remember. That's the way it comes out.
How should people accept the money?
How are they allowed to accept it? They're accepting it under the terms in which it's offered. If someone comes to me, he says, I don't know if I stole from you or not. I'm giving you money on the tzad I did. So I have a right to take it. Taking it on the tzad you stole from me, it's tashlumin. On the tzad not, you're giving it to me. What?
It's
matana. You want to be a tzad shemayim, you have to give a lot of matana. That's the way it comes out, like the Gedul HaShmuel. What? No, it's not Mishamit Geneva. It's only Mishamit loans. Even if you buy things in the grocery, it's not Mishamit. If you owe money to the grocery, on the books, you bought something, you put it on credit. Shemitah is not Mishamit. Unless it was Zachfan or Benova. Stamazay is not Mishamit. This is the way it comes out. Since to me it sounds like a daichik, I would understand that you're only mechuyev to pay Lotzei Sidei Shamayim, like I told you yesterday, if when you finish paying, you were Yotzei Yidei Shamayim. When you finish paying, you were Yotzei Yidei Shamayim. In other words, I'm not sure if I stole from 1 of 5 people. I'll pay all 5. At the end, I know I was Yotzei Yidei Shamayim. There's no tefiyah me in Shamayim. That's the obligation to pay. According to the Gedulei Shmuel, let's say I know, I stole from 1 of 5. 2 I know, then I pay. The other 3 I don't know. Say one more time for the Tzarchei Rabim of all the people you don't know, L'chayrit's what you come out. The way I would understand, I don't know, I'm not saying I'm right, just the way I understood, the way I understand, it can't be Mechayiv someone, Lotzei Yidei Shamayim, if when he finishes, he's still not Yotzei Yidei Shamayim. He's paying for a certain result. If you don't have to respond to that.
That's a shock. So I have to do that I could. This guy.
Well, I stole from one of five people.
He doesn't want to be Chadish Man. So we're telling him, like, you pay whatever you could. Like, you can be Chadish Man, maybe if not, if you end up paying that person.
But I don't think he's Mechuyev, Lassisi Neshamayim. If he wants, he could be Yetzi Neshamayim. I'll ask you a question. Let's say someone's not sure if he stole. So many years ago, he doesn't remember if he stole from a certain person. So halacha is he's potter latis de shemayim. Maybe when he, right, that's a din. If he's mesupik, if he stole, so latis shemayim is also potter from paying back. Maybe when it comes to shemayim, they pull out the video from 20 years ago, and they'll see he stole. He's going to get punished for that. So maybe if he's smart, even if he's mesupik, if he's it might be smart for him to pay just in case. But that's not called chayiv. Chayiv latis de shemayim means that we're mechayiv him. We're not teveyim, it's not bidei adam. But chayiv latis de shemayim. That's chiyuv, you're mechayiv, the way I understand. It's different than what the Gedolei Shmuel is saying. The way I understand, chayiv latis de shemayim, you can't mechayiv someone if when he's finished, he's not yotzei de shemayim either. He's maybe yotzei, maybe not. There's no such chiyuv latis de shemayim after he finishes paying. The way I understand, if you stole from one of five, and you only remember two, you're not chayiv latis yedei shemayim. How can you be chayiv someone latis yedei shemayim if when he finishes he's not yedei shemayim? The way I understand, if you stole from five, you remember two or three or four, but not all five, that's shin samach vav du tzarchei rabin. If you can't be yedei shemayim by paying them, then du tzarchei rabin, pay to hang up I don't know what kind of sign is tzarchei rabin, but to put svarim in the shul, do something, pay for a life in the shul, do something to that's the dinner, shin samach vav. If you stole from someone in camp, someone in yeshiva, someone in the city, you can't, if the metzias is you can't find all the people, then do tzarchei rabin. If you remember once you took an umbrella, it was pouring, and you had a new suit, you didn't want to ruin it, you had a yetzari, you took an umbrella, it was lying in the shul, it was gezeila. Let's say it was gezeila, could be it was a hefker umbrella. Let's just say it was gezeila. But Myra Hetty, you took an umbrella, you thought, I'll bring it back right away. You didn't. What do you do now? According to the Gedolei Shmuel, the way I understand, you have to get a list of all the people that go to the shul and send them all umbrellas. No? That way it comes out. Send them all umbrellas so you can talk to them. And they say, it's not possible, it was me. They're off the hook. But anybody it might have been, great thing to do, Shmuel. You have to send them. No, not the way it comes out from this Gemara. Oh, I'm asking. Once you took an umbrella, Shalai Kedim from a Beis Medrash. So you have to call up. You have to find out all the people that go to shul and give them all, pay them all back. Great thing to do, Shmuel. Great to the way I would understand. You only chayev lasei tzarchei rabin. Because even if you call all the people, who knows if you found the right person? You're not mechuyev latei Hashemayim where you are not sure you'll end up with it. This is the way I understand it. I may be right, I may be wrong. Well, because the chiyuv is a chiyuv tashlum. Normally you put it down and let the five people divide it. Here you don't know who the people are. So that's the next best thing. It's not an optimum thing.
But we're saying there's a chiyuv over here. If I sold for two or five or 20 people, and I don't know who I sold from, really I only have one umbrella. But I could go and I have a
Lassi
Shemayim. Rebbe's understanding that if I don't know everyone in the mix,
I can't be Lassi Shemayim. There's no chiyuv Lassi Shemayim. What can I do? If you want, you could. But the obligation Lassi Shemayim, which is a chiyuv, that chiyuv doesn't exist.
What can the chiyuv do whenever I know I have to pay? Whenever I'm not sure about that. Later on, I'm really
that could be, maybe you're right. The Gedolei Shmuel will tell me, yeah, whatever you know, pay. Whatever you don't know, don't pay. I would ask him, so why when I stole from one person in town, I don't know who it is, why are you telling me to Tzarchei Rabin? Why don't you tell me, give all of them? All the people you know, that you know are in town, that could have been in Exalim, give them all. So maybe you're right. Maybe Shin Samach Vav means, it's not realistic. No one could afford to pay everyone in town. Okay, now me. It could be Gedolei Shmuel's
right. Rabbi.
No, Tzarchei Rabin is like Miniach HaGeneva B'Neim U'Mistalik. I stole from one of five people. I put it down. I walk away. They have to put it down. They have the problem. paying the town, I'm only paying one. The one I stole $100. I'm going to put $100 back into town. And
the guy's probably safer. Hopefully, the guy will work for that safer.
Yeah, so it means. So but it's not more than the amount of money.
Hopefully, that guy will get out.
All right, hopefully. Okay, now, I mean, but I'm not paying more than one.
Alright. Everyone who uses is getting a henna.
Everyone is not getting $100. I'm putting $100 worth of Sfar Mishul. Everyone will be in their henna from its sum. It's like Yachalaiku.
Right,
but I'm not being Yassi the Shulayim, Yassi the Adam. Yassi the Adam is, I take $100 that I stole $100, I put it between all the possible Nigzalim, and they divide it. That's what you're doing, that's Sachay Rabbit.
Okay, since
it's not
realistic, what we're doing is,
there's
a safer which everyone can get $100.
Everyone can get $100, everyone can get part of the $100. No one's going to get the whole safer. You're used to the safer. It's worth less than the whole safer. Alright. Zenis tapakti. Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva. If you steal from the city, if you stole from the kupa of the city. Someone stole cash from the city. Or someone stole a hammer from a city building where they fix things with a hammer. That's called Gezel Akum. The city is Raiv Gayim. That's Gezel Akum, which is an Isser. The halacha is, there's a machlaikis, if there's a din of Hashavas Gezela by a guy. The halacha is Hashavas Gezela. I shouldn't say halacha. The Nesiva holds is not Hashavas Gezela by Gezel Hakam. But even if there is, it's only to avoid Chilul Hashem. So Rav Moshe says, when it's going to make Chilul Hashem, you can tell the city you stole from them. There's no Chiyuv Hashava to the city. But that's all if you stole from the kupa of the city, from the cash of the city. If you stole items of the city that people are nehenna from, a book from the library, a street sign from the street, a bulb from a public building. Rav Moshe says that's Gezel Yisrael. Because every citizen of the city who walked in could be nehenna from it. So Rav Moshe says that's Gezel Yisrael. Right?
Even though it's
Rav Akum, you stole from Gayim and Yidin. Rav Moshe is nedamit to a Gemara Nedarim. When someone makes a neder, I'm not going to be nehenna from Pliny, from another yid. So I'm not allowed to use any of the things in the city. I can't use the streets of the city. I can't use the library books of the city. I can't use things that belong to the city. Because things that a person uses, every member of the city is a bailam on it. And every member of the city is a when you're nehenna from somebody who has a bailus of each person of the city. So if there's a light bulb in the subways or a street sign, that belongs to Yidin. Because if a Yid would have asked you by now, you couldn't be in the henna for that street sign. So Rav Moshe, we see the street sign belongs to all the people in the city.
Nobody can take the street
if you're, because that's the agreement of the shutfis. If me and you make a shutfis, and we make no one can take from the shutfis, so no one can take. But still belongs to us for shutfis. Comes out, if someone steals a street sign or a library book, he's chayiv medina shavas gezel Yisrael. He has to pay back. That's Rav Moshe's psak. I'm just not sure how do you pay it back. How do you pay it back? Unfortunately, there are people who stole signs. I don't know if they stole street signs. You can't. You always see street signs, stop signs, and no. Maybe the mayor gave it to them. I don't know. Or maybe they went to a company and ordered it made special. So it doesn't look like it. It looks like a Zayin. So if you stole it from a city that's all Gayim, maybe. You go to, I don't know, a city that's all Gayim. But let's say you stole it with some Yid. How do you pay back? So Heshev says, how do you pay back? So you put it back. You go back to the street, it has already a new stop sign. How are you going to put up two stop signs? What? You put it
in the city.
Where do you put it? In a corner that doesn't have a stop sign? You put it up. You put it down on the floor. That's not a shame. Maybe you can find it on the floor. Maybe you can take it. That could be. It could be street signs that fell. I don't know what the city does. They put them back or they put up new ones. If a new one, so then maybe you're allowed to take it. Then it's an Aveda. Some of the ones we see in camp are from the ones that they're allowed to take. But I just tell you my suffix, and then I want to go on weiter. My suffix is this. I was thinking about the Metzias Advarim. Let's say I stole a library book. So I have to return it. Why do I have to return it? Not because the city's bottom line needs another $5, but because I stole from Yidden who would have used it. Now, if I mail a $5 check to the Brooklyn Public Library, are they going to buy one additional book the coming year? If the Metzias is yes, they have a fund for books, then I was zichayitza, because I gave it back to the people I stole it from, and the book will end up back in the city. Well, let's say I stole a stop sign. So I write out a check to the highway department. How much is a stop sign? I have no idea. I never bought one, but let's say $20. So I mail it to them, $20. What's going to happen with that $20? It's going to go into the kupa of the city. It's going to fall into the kupa. Ramosha said the kupa is Goyim. Right? The kupa, the city treasury, is considered Goyim. L'chayre, if I stole a stop sign, it's not enough to send a $20 check to the kupa. Is that kupa the yid's not nehenna from? I stole from the yidn that would be nehenna from that sign. It would seem, this I'm not sure, that it's not enough to send a check to the city. I should have to do tzarchei rabim, so that those individuals who were lost because I took that bulb out of the city building, or because I broke the city window, and whatever it was, that when they went, they couldn't have the hanah from it. L'chayra, I should have to pay back the tzarchei rabim. It's not enough to pay the city.
The book should buy the same book.
According to, I don't know if I can buy the same book. I can buy a different
book. That book.
All right, so even the hand from that book, and from a different, it has to be
an
equivalent book. Maybe I stole a stop sign, it could be added to a book. I don't know how you can't put back stop sign. There's no way. Unless I find a corner where someone else stole a stop sign, I put it up there. I don't know.
Why is it on paper?
I'm specific how to put it back.
It's not on paper. Yeah, I thought it was on the floor. Why is
it? If it's on the floor, you may be right. I'm talking about someone who steals it.
It's on the floor, you're not on paper.
If the city reuses it, then you're not allowed to take it. If the city leaves it in the garbage, then you're allowed to take it. Whatever the case is, I don't mean Dafka stops.
My
principle
to access
both.
I
think there's a tumult in Israel now about that. Right now, there was a blackout the other day, and someone was killed because the signs weren't working. They're having blackout problems now in Israel. So there was a blackout. And someone was killed in an accident because there was no sign, and they want to sue the electric company. So there's a sichsuch. This is all this week on the Eretz Yisrael. What's going to happen there? Who knows? But our l'nidaynenu yoshayim. The electric company is claiming that since there are laws that if there are no traffic signs, you have to stop. So whoever did it, they didn't obey the laws. But they also said that everyone goes through red lights anyway. There are always people dying in accidents. Okay, this is all. Yeah.
Anyway, contributing to whatever
the city? Generally, the halacha is if you have a company, Sony, they got you a yid. Generally, we go baser raiv. Raiv of the bailam of a company give it its. There are exceptions, but generally, the raiv of the bailam give it its status in halacha. So the city is raiv gayim. So the status of the kupa of the city is gayim. Ramesha does write, I believe, that if you stole so much from the city that because of the amount you stole, taxes went up, that would be stealing from Yidden. But Ramesha writes, he's assuming if you steal $20 in the city, it doesn't make taxes go up or go down. So the city's carryover in the books from year to year is 20 less, 20 more, no one will ever know the difference. But Lamaisa stole money, so stolen from Kukas
Hagoy. They can use the money for the city. Whatever they use it for, they can still
start it out. Right of the things the city does don't give all its citizens hanah. They're only indirect hanahs. Right? Right for the things. Let me buy when they pay, let's say, public school. So you, there may be some you do have enough of public school, some don't. It's a big mixture. The public school is not going to do any more or less because someone stole $20 from the city or $100 from the city. Whatever public school does for its citizens, it'll do. Whatever the highway does, it'll do. Just the city's bottom line will be $20, $100 less. Generally, if someone steals, it doesn't prevent the city budget from changing. It doesn't change the budget of the city. That's $100, you know. There's one senator who was making fun of the amount they spend. He says, you know, we spend $100 million here, $100 million there. Before you know it, it's real money. Yeah. It's in the city, it's $100, not going to change what they spend. That's how much is considering it going. Shaken, if you took out a light bulb out of a building, you're stealing from different people to be mad. So it's very, I'm not sure, it's one of two things. And that's what I'm a supik. If his tshuva is to mail the $100 to the city, or if his tshuva is to do tzarchei rabin. To do tzarchei rabin, you don't have to do it with the city, you could do it through a shul. You could give money to the shul, to shul. It just has to be possible that the nixalim will be nehenna from the money. So I'm not sure which the says if simin shin samafav applies, this din of tzarchei rabin, whether it applies or not. Okay. All right, let's get to the lumdis of the two cases of the Mishnah. Agav, Ramesha writes in the Tshuva that theft of services is out now gazela. People think if you get a, let's say you steal, someone steals a free ride on the subway. He didn't steal $2. He stole a ride on the subway. It didn't cost anybody anything. That's not true. Theft of services is also gzeila. Just like if you steal a $5 machine, you stole $5. If you stole $5 worth of services, it's also. You can't say, oh, otherwise I would have walked. Fine, if you walk, you could walk. But if you go on the bus, it's stealing $2. I remember that. I'm not sure I said.
Why is that another?
Because services is cost. So when you don't pay for services, just like if you manufacture paintings, and I steal your painting, I can't say, look, the painting, what happens to the paint cost you? $5 worth of paint? I'll give you $5. And then it's only cost us. I'll give you the $5 back and I'll take your painting. I wouldn't have bought it anyway. So then I'll let cost it, right? The bus driver lets you on. If he's authorized to let you on, maybe. Maybe up to a certain amount he's allowed to. I don't know. What? So by Akum, it's a suffix if you have to pay back. Okay, anyway, let's get back to Tom Mishnah. Gozl mi echad me shnei b'nei adam, chamisha b'nei adam. I spoke at yesterday, and we'll learn the Gemara tomorrow. The Rambam's psak of Yachloikum. That this Gemara is Latzis Yidei Shemayim. Let's turn now to Latzis Yidei Adam. So we're going to Gemara. That Gozel Meyechem Mechamisha and Yidei Mimi Gozel Meyech HaGzeil V'Nehmu Mestalek. There's a din of you put it down, you walk away. And the Rambam says it's a din Yachloikum. I told you yesterday, just to chazer, the Shach said it's Yachloikum, like Shnei Mezim Metalus. Lekav Vadei Ramai. And the Gzolim don't know who stole it. It's a regular din of Yachloiku, just like the Mishnah. Like the Mishnah learns differently, he learns as a din Yachloiku, like Shutrim Shacholku. I mentioned yesterday he could learn two ways, but it's not okay for today. This is a din of Yachloiku. In the Shurer of Shmuel, he has the kasha. That this din seems to contradict Chiddush of Reb Chaim in the first parak, or the second parak, first and second parak. When we learned Daf Beis, that there's a din of Moman Amutul Basafik, that there's a din of Yachlaiku, if it's Lekavadai Ramai, the Kiva Eger asked the Kasha from the second parak. Kiva Eger asked from the din of Simonim V'Simonim Yehimunach. What's the case of Simonim V'Simonim? I find an Aved in the street. Two people give me the right simonim for the aveda. So I find an object on the street, I find a keli on the street, and it has a nicker dick a simen. Someone gives me the simen, someone else gives me the simen. I don't know which one's the owner. So the din is Yemura Chachiyav Eliyah. Fresh Rebbe Tziva Eger, it's luck of Adei Rama. Maybe they're both telling the truth. Maybe they both lost an object with this simen. It's possible. It's luck of Adei Rama. But why don't we say Achlaiku? Why don't we say Achlaiku? There's no Vadei Ramai. Could be they both lost it. I find Chafetz with initials. Could be two people had these initials and put it on. So why don't we say, Kivega said, why don't we say Achlaiku? Kivega even added a second step. He said, even if you hold it doesn't depend on Vadei Ramai. Even if you hold it depends on Yechal Chaluk Yechal Yisemes. This is also Yechayel Yisemes. Maybe they were Shutfim. That's why they both know the Simen. They lost it. Then one Shutf said, oh, it's all mine. He gave a Simen. The other Shutf saw he's doing it. So he said, I'll do it. It's all mine. Maybe they're really Shutfim. Chaluk Yechayel Yisemes. So Frederick became the Eger. What? Then they're both lying. Okay, so Falek of Adei Ramai, we have the other possibility. Falek of Adei Ramai, it could be each one Taka lost such an object. For Chaluki Yechayel Yisemes. What? It can't both be like Avadei Ramai and Chaluki Yechayel Yisemes. What he means is, according to Rashi, it depends on Avadei Ramai, Sutshver, maybe there's no Avadei Ramai, maybe each one lost it. And according to Tysus, who holds it totally, Tysus doesn't care about Ramai. Tysus only cares if Chaluki Yechayel Yisemes. According to Tysus, maybe it was a Shutfus and they lost it. It's like two separate kashas. One like Rashi, one like Tysus. So he asked, why don't you say Achlaiku? Replied Tzarchi. In the Chedusha Grach al Hashas, they bring from Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim answered, why don't you do Hashavas Aveda? Why don't you do Achlaiku? So Reb Chaim answered, what did he answer? That when there's a mitzvah, Hashavas Aveda, there's an achrayus on the finder of the Aveda to do a hashava. He has to return it to its owner. He's a shomer. He holds it until he returns it to the right owner. Calls him out, he didn't return it to the right owner. He has a chi of hashava. He can't return it to Yachlaiku. Returning it to a state of Yachlaiku, that's not hashava. That was Reb Chaim's yisayid. We used it for to answer other things. That when there's a chi of hashava, the hashava has to be full-fledged hashava. You can't do a hashava to Yachlaiku. Frekt Reb Shmuel, if so, in our first case of our Mishnah, the case of Hashavas Gezela, you have a Gazan. He also has a Chiyav HaHashava. His Chiyav is at least as much as an Aveda. A Meshiv Aveda has to return it. And a Meshiv Gezela has to return it. I would think, if anything, the one who finds Gezela has a bigger Achrayus than the one who finds an Aveda. He stole it. How could we say that in our Mishnah, the Rambam says they split it? Reb Chaim said that you can't say Achlaiku when there's a chi of Hashava. Hashava has to be a satisfactory Hashava. I hold on to it until the Hashava. So it has to be a satisfactory Hashava. Why could you do a Hashava to Achlaiku? In our case, again, not the case of the Mishnah, but the case the Gemara goes on the Mishnah, where doesn't want to be Latzei Sidei Shemayim, just as Latzei Sidei Adam. So Meniach Hagneva V'Neimu Mistalik. The Rambam said it means Yachlaiku. How could you return Gezela to Yachlaiku? Yavachiv Hashavas Gezela. So it's very stark a kash on Reb Chaim. Anybody see a way out? What's the difference between Hashavas Aveda and Hashavas Gezela?
Isn't it by Hashavas Aveda, your chiyuv is you became a Hashavah and you have to watch the statements and make sure it returns itself to the proper owner. So do Yachlaiku.
By Hashavas Gezela?
Hashavas Gezela, although I do have a chiyuv of Hashavas Gezela, but I messed up. I have to rectify, I have to do kapar. I have to give something back. So here, at least I can do a partial. meaning, although, yeah, I still am going to be obligated at the end of the day, it's not like I'm returning the favor, then I'm returning money.
You think when Eliyahu comes, I'm going to have to return another, the rest of the money to the other half to the next one?
Maybe.
Maybe you're right. That's the kasha. So why can you do Ashav to Yechlaikum? Yeah. Yeah. Chaim is very mustaver. Chaim himself is very mustaver.
Same on the object itself. Why is that? Ashav, you have a fear to give it back to that person.
What's the difference? I'm holding it because I stole it, I hold it because I found it. Both are chiyuvim of the object, and both are chiyuvim of the people. Why is one more on the person and one more on the object? No, I'm talking Bidei Adam now. Bidei Shemayim here, you pay both. We're going now to Rambam that you, when you're paying one, Lot says Bidei Adam, you put it down and they split it. So they're both Bidei Adam. They're both chiyuvim of Bidei Adam. And by Haveda we say hold on to it, don't split it. By Gzela we say split it.
By putting it down like Gzela, you are young to your field on the issue.
And by Haveda, why don't I go to two of them and say, listen, it's one of yours, I'm putting it down, I'm going away, you guys worry about it. Why don't I do the same thing by Haveda? And by Gzela, it's not to the person who you stole from.
No, so you have to return the object.
The time of Gzela is the dinner of the object, Haveda is the dinner of the person. You have to demonstrate why it should be that way. Why Gezela is more in the Chayfetz and Aved is more in the...
If you don't return the Gezela.
Why should it be that way? If I don't return Gezela, I hold it till Yo comes. I'll tell me to return it.
If you don't return it, you decide, you know, I'm not going to do Kafar. So it's a Chiyuv on the person, but an Aved, it's not a Chiyuv. There's nothing wrong. You have to do a Hashavah, right?
If you don't return it, you have an Aved, you have a Direct. Right. There's a Gemara says in Asay, Malaysa Asay, Asuchel Asalim, and Hashav Teshivain. Could be a Shavas Aveda, there's more mitzvahs than a Shavas Gezela. Shavas Gezela is an Asay, and it undoes a lot. It's a mitzvah Asay. A Shavas Aveda is an Asay, and Malaysa Asay. I don't know if you could figure out why one should be a Chiv in the person and one a Chiv in the object, it would answer, yeah?
But now it's all fine. But once I pick it up, no more I want to see the sound.
Could be. Isn't there such a Gemara in El Matthias? The Gemara says that you're. So Shmuel says a very nice teretz. Shmuel says there are two types of Yachlaiku. Such a beautiful teretz. There are two types of Yachlaiku. There's one type of yachlaiku, which is a bezdin dikedim. Bezdin doesn't know what to do, so bezdin splits it. That's the Mishnah on Daf Beis. There's a bezdin dikedim of yachlaiku. Two people are holding a talus. This one's screaming it's his. This one's screaming it's his. We don't know what to do. Yachlaiku. Bezdin imposes yachlaiku. There's a second type of yachlaiku. There's the yachlaiku of balei din, of people, of shutvin. A yachlaiku of balei din means this. You and I have something, and we're both a shema. We both don't know. I don't know if it's mine, you know if it's yours. This person comes, he says that he stole something. I don't know if he stole from me, you don't know if he stole from you. There are times where balei dinim are supposed to do yachlaiku, where the people themselves are supposed to do a chaluka. Because they don't know what to do. Lamashal, he gives an example. There's a Gemara in Bava Basra. If I have a pigeon coops, I'm raising pigeons, and you're raising pigeons. And we find birds in the street. They could be for my pigeon coop, be for yours. I can't keep track of how many pigeons there are. So you go according to the one that's closer to. You go according to the color. If you find it in middle, yachloikum. What does that mean? We found a bird halfway between my pigeon coop and halfway between your pigeon coop. See, yachlaiku, we divide the value of the bird. Is bezdin imposing it on us? No. I'm honest, you're honest. That's halacha, something that's a safik in between. We split. It's a din of the Balei Dinim themselves. The Balei Dinim are supposed to split it. Zot Rav Shmuel. Rav Chaim is telling us in the first type of Yachlaiku, when Beis Din imposes a Yachlaiku on people, that's not a Hashava. I'm going to do a Hashava, and Beis Din is going to tell them, one guy is screaming, it's my Aveda, I have a sin. The other one is screaming, it's my Aveda, I have a sin. So they're going to scream all the way to Beis Din. Beis Din is going to say Yachlaiku. It's not a Hashava, I didn't return it. I returned it to Beis Din, and Beis Din split. However, let's say I would find a pigeon halfway between the two pigeon coops. I find a pigeon there. Let me ask you. Am I Yaitza Hashava by giving it to the two of them and let them split it? Of course I'm Yaitza. Because even if the two of them would have found it, they would have split it. That's the din of the violin. If I find a bird halfway between two pigeon coops, I return it to the two of them and they split it. Because that's their din of this chayfetz. That's the Balei Dinim's din of this chayfetz. That's what Balei Dinim are supposed to do when they don't know. So this Reb Chaim's Yisoid is only true where Beis Din forces a Yachlaiku. In the first type of Yachlaiku, the Beis Din Dikadin of Yachlaiku. That's not a Hashava. For me to give it back to a Beis Din Dikadin of Yachlaiku, that's not a Hashava because the Bailam didn't get it the way Bailam was supposed to own it. Masha'en Kain, if I return it to them and they do a Balei Dinim type of Yachlaiku, that means I did return it to them. I returned it to them in the state of Safik. This one's a Shema, maybe it's mine. This is a Shema, maybe it's mine. By Shema v'Shema, if I put it back into a place where the two of them are going to split it because that's what Balei Dinim are supposed to do. In such a case, there's no chasaron in Hashava. I'm doing the right Hashava. I'm returning it to them. They themselves don't know, just like the pigeon coop case. They themselves don't know where the bird came from. So they'll split it. I'm returning the Geneva to the two of them. They themselves don't know which one was the Nikdav, so Mimela, they'll split. That is not a chsarin in Hashava. That's a logical Hashava. It's a simple Hashava. If Shutfim lose something and I return it to them and they split it, how should I return it? They're supposed to split it. If I find a bird between two pigeon coops and I return it to them, they split it. Pasha, they're supposed to split it. Amishnu also. With both of them are a Shema. He says, maybe you stole from me. I don't know, and I don't know. What's the din if two people don't know who, if it was stolen from him or him? They split it. That's a Balei Din and Dikadin. The Baal Din got back his Gezel. I did the Hashava. That's a proper Hashava. I returned it to the Nigzal. The Nigzal is in a state of two people who don't know. So Mimela, they will split it. I returned it to them. I didn't return it to Beis Din and Beis Din forced something. I go over to them and I give it to them. And Memela, their din is to split it. That's their halacha. Because I returned it to them. Then they ask the Rav, what's the din? I don't know if he stole from me. I don't know if he stole from me. That's the halacha that they're supposed to split it. So there's no chesar in Hashava because they're doing kedin when they get it back. That's the Hashava.
They're doing kedin. You don't do kedin.
I'm a chuyiv to return it to the right person. So the way I understand this, the way I explained yesterday, is it's a shitfis of the two that creates the chiyiv. My suffix. I know I stole from him or him. They're gaining. Otherwise, they get nothing back.
Yeah, but the right person
loses. So that's a question. Klap Yishmael Galia, what's going to happen? When Yon Navi comes, he says, you know, the person you stole from was him. I've only got half back. So maybe at that time I'll be nisbar. I'll have to, not I'll have to, the other person will have to give the other half back to him. I won't have to give him more. Well, y'all will come and say, they split it, shall I get in? I'll give it to the right person. No problem. The same thing with the bird. Let me ask you, you find the bird between my pigeon coop and yours, halfway, so we split it. Maybe Klavishmaya Galia came from yours. How could I take half? How could I take half the bird? Maybe it came from your pigeon coop. So here also, I'm returning it to two Nignavim. One is the real Nignav. They'll split it. When they find out who the real Nignav is, they'll give it to him. It's their own agreement between the two of them that's causing it to come about. This is the way, I think it's very Geshmaki Teretz of Rav Shmuel. And Rav Shmuel answers another nice thing that Perek HaMafkid with this. We had in the beginning of the parak, the first Mishnah was the kefil case. A shomer paid, so he gets kefil. So before the second Mishnah, we had a whole amid, or most of an amid, of ibayis. We had one after the other. Vaguely familiar. Shal shtei paris v'shilam achas mehen mai. Shal men ashutzim v'shilam v'echa mehen mai. Omar reini mishalam umeis. Omar bamad einanu mishalam mai. We had a list. How many was it? I don't remember. A list of ibayis there. Teku. Ended up with teku. So what was the case? Someone stole, he has to pay kefil. Does he pay kefil to the original owner or to the shomer? All those cases teku. The Rif and Rambam say, yachloiku. It's a teku. So yachloiku. Who's yachloiku? The original owner. And the shomer, who voluntarily paid kefil or part of the kefil, or his yarshim, each case, yachloiku. Zakhtar Shmuel, there too, he's chayiv kefil. How could you pay kefil to a yachloiku? That's paying kefil. I'm paying kefil to yachloiku. That's paying kefil. Just like Reb Chaim says, kindu hashava saveda to yachloiku. Reb Chaim was talking, this you have achrayus of hashava. But here in the case of kefil, I have an achrayus of kefil. Beza says, I have to pay to the nigzal double. Who do I pay? Do I pay to the real owner? Or to the shomer? Who do I pay kefil to? So the halacha is up to Reb Rambam, teku yachloiku. I equate Reb Chaim shouldn't be able to pay to yachloiku. Are you paying to a yachloiku? So to Shmuel, the same thing. There also, the two people are Shema and Hashema. Right, what's the case? Somebody said, I'll pay the kefil, he died, his yarshim come. So do they get kefil? So the Bayit Allah Yishut, if you ask them what's the din, they'll tell you it's a teku. That means it's a balei dinim dikedin of yachloiku. I go and I give the kefil to the two of them together. I say, you find out what to do. They say, it's a teku. So memeila, we split it. It's not because Bezdin imposes a yachloiku on them. I'm telling it's all mine. He's telling it's all his. Bezdin says yachloiku. No. It's a case of Shema B'Shema. It's Yibayz L'Yishita. It's a Shema B'Shema. Shema B'Shema. That's a yachloiku. That's a balei dinim dikedin of yachloiku. If you and I have something, and the Gemara says it's a teku, if I should get it or you should get it. So it's our agreement which makes the yachloiku. We make the yachloiku because it's anybody who has shit. In that case, everyone's mighty you could do a yachloiku. It's not a sign of a payment to a yachloiku in such a case.
So that we explain by one shlishi, and it also fits in well with maybe on Lam Hey, Lam Daladran, because there they came in as two people. They came into the story as two people, and that's when they brought me, or whatever, the goslin, or the guy who messed up, they brought him in. As opposed to this case, the goslin, when he saw...
Which case?
Our Mishnah over here.
The two Nigzalim.
I went and I, the Reuben went and he stole from one guy. There's no shlishi, he stole from one guy. Then his sophic was, I don't remember. I planned on stealing from Ruben Shimon, I was planning on stealing from Levi, I don't remember who I did. We never actually shook this.
And when I find a bird, I find a bird halfway between two pigeon coops. They'll never shoot it. He has a pigeon coop here, he has a pigeon coop here. I find it halfway between. So the Gemara says, I do a hashava to yachloiku. Is that a problem with Reb Chaim? See, that's a great example, because there I found it, I'm returning it to yachloiku. But the point is, even before I found it, when the bird was standing there, it was already in a state of yachloiku. The Baal Din themselves would have to split it.
So,
but here also, the Nignavim, if the two Nignavim would come upon this object, and the person would say, it's either yours or yours, I don't know whose. So they would have a Din of Yachlaiku.
It wasn't a Din of, but there wasn't a Din of an Abedu when he came upon it and found it.
But now it is.
He only came in based on my Sophic of who I stole from.
Right now, it's an object lying halfway between me and halfway and you. Have it to mean you. There are two things. There's the Goslin's problem that how's he going to pay? Put that aside. You and I are are possible nigzalim. What is our deal in relation to this chayfus? I don't know. You don't know. We know it's one of ours. What's our deal with Gabi this chayfus? to shutfas the kedim. Maybe yours equally, maybe mine. So that's why it's the end of Yachlaik.
We are not even shamans in this case.
We're shamans.
But we're not even anything.
He's saying he stole from either you or from me. Every shema may be a nobody. It's every case of a shema. If you have two shemas, one is right and one is wrong. But in Bezdin, you're a shema. Anyway, it doesn't matter if you're a shema. The point is, you're not a bari. You're not timing anything. You just shut from in the object. I think it's a very geshmaka idea, Rav Shmuel's idea. Okay, we still have to work on a shlishi, but I do want to start the Gemara because I want to make sure you have what to do in the mornings. So we're going to start the Gemara. I encourage you very strongly to learn Shulchan Aruch and Samech Esef Beis. The Shach I spoke out, this is Sifkot and Beis or Gimel. He says, Asleka Vadei Ramai. And see the Ktzais is Shin Samech Aleph. Tomorrow we're going to compare Ktzais Shin Samech Aleph, which is on this Gemara, with Ktzais Kuf Lamed Ches Aleph, which is on Daf Beis. We'll compare them, and then we're going to move on to do the Gemara.